Under a light snowfall throughout the ceremony, friends, family, and fans of Stein Eriksen said their final goodbyes to the 88-year-old ski legend who passed away in December. It was a fitting tribute that was sandwiched between the finals for the World Cup aerials and the qualification rounds for the men's and women's mogul competition for the man who had been dubbed the father of freestyle skiing and the champion of grace and style on skis. A 5-minute video of Stein free skiing and competing was shown, and it included comments from his colleagues who admired his elegant skiing and joked that the man could ski 90 miles an hour without a hat in 40 degrees below zero and make it look easy. Stein was also the man who could do front flips on skis that were 215 centimeters long and made those flips a regular attraction at the resorts that he worked at during his career. Tom Kelly, communications director with the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association, emceed the event and introduced the family members in attendance, including Stein's wife, Françoise, his son, Bjorn, daughters, Ava and Juliana, and the 5 grandkids. With the snow falling, Kelly said you could feel Stein's presence with the crowd.
His presence remains with us here today on the mountain. His love of winter, his passion for the outdoors, and his boundless joy of skiing, and most of all, the deep caring for all of the people around him, are some of the reasons that we will all remember Stein Eriksen for many years.
Stein had a long history in America before coming to Deer Valley. He started at Boyne Mountain, and the son of the founder of Boyne Resorts, Stephen Kircher, told the story of the chance encounter his father had in the early 1950s with Stein and how he convinced him to move to America and come work for his resort.
Stein happened to come to Detroit on his way back from a ski race at Sun Valley in the spring of 53, and he showed up at my father's Studebaker dealership to buy the hot car of the year to ship it back to Norway. Dad was famous for seizing the opportunities and convincing the Olympian Stein Eriksen to come to America as director of skiing on a small Michigan ski hill was a great example. Ironically, none of the other famous other ski resorts were wooing Stein at the time, but Dad was while he was selling him a car.
After Stein went on to win the 3 gold medals at the 1954 World Championships, Kircher said his father cabled Stein to let him know that he was still interested in Stein coming to work for him.
The offer was a handsome $5,000. Stein's response, however, which became a humorous topic between he and Dad for 40 years, was, "You double it and I'll do it." I'm sure the Stearns had a very similar experience negotiating with him a few decades later.
Calling him the most influential skier of the 20th century, Kircher says his family and company are honored and humbled to have been a part of Stein's story and grateful for all he did for the sport.
Stein dazzled Boyne Mountain skiers with his unique style, his charisma, his worldly accent, and this new trick, the inverted aerial, which he attempted first and perfected at Boyne Mountain. And as we heard in the video, he would perform at lunchtime. It was a very special time at Boyne, and the connection between Dad and Stein continued throughout their lives.
As a kid, Bob Wheaton, the president and general manager of Deer Valley, idolized Stein and said his roots with Stein also go back to Michigan.
As a young skier, I was able to meet Stein with 10,000 of his closest friends at one of the ski shows where Stein would travel the country and promote skiing. And in these ski shows at Detroit, there were literally 10,000 people who would show up. And back on one side of the indoor arena, there was huge banners that said Stein Eriksen with a rolling carpet. And when Stein walked on stage, the whole place just stopped. And people assembled all around that stage just to get a glimpse of the great Stein Eriksen.
A few years later, Wheaton was invited to interview with Stein for the position of Deer Valley's ski school director.
I can tell you that's a job interview that I don't think really exists. There was champagne involved, there was caviar involved, and there was a lot of skiing with Stein. And Stein would rotate and ask each one of us to ski right behind him. And when it was my turn to ski behind Stein, I was right on his tail. I was 5 feet behind him, and I'm watching this guy skiing. As we all know, he was a beautiful skier, so smooth. I looked at him and I went, I could do that. So I put my feet together, turned my shoulders, and I came so close to tipping over, I couldn't believe it. I was like, well, you know, I'm in a job interview that's probably poor form. So I went back to my normal skiing style, and at every single turn, Stein was at least 15 or 20 feet ahead of me. That's how much power and how much energy he was able to get out of his skis at every single turn. It was absolutely incredible.
Wheaton didn't get the job, but he did come to work for Deer Valley and was able to help share in the vision that Stein had for the resort's development and expansion. Utah Governor Gary Herbert was unable to attend the service, but sent a letter recognizing Stein's many contributions to the ski and hospitality industry in Utah. He noted that Stein Erickson Lodge is the only five-star and five-diamond hotel in Park City and was also named as the best ski hotel in the world last year. The governor also had the honor, he said, of presenting Stein with the governor's Lifetime Achievement Award just last year. The crowd also heard from longtime friends Jim McConkie and Rosemary Bogner, as well as daughter Juliana. The service ended with his friends singing a favorite folk song, Helen Gar, and a spectacular reenactment of Stein's famous layout front flip by freestyle aerialist Dylan Ferguson. You can see a photo of that on our website, kpcw.org. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News. Oh, that's all it can hang on for, and then it can hang on for.